The Essentials. Essentials. Your guide to living in Belgium with BEPS International School. Come and visit us. Email us info@BEPS.com.
So we've tackled moving to Belgium, finding a house and moving in. This week, we're getting you connected to utilities and we'll start with electricity. Now, when it comes to deciding on an energy supplier, it can be tempting just to stick with the status quo and go for what's easiest, especially in a country you're not familiar with. Since 2007, the energy market in Belgium has been deregulated, meaning there are now several firms vying for your custom. That said, if you're in rented accommodation, you should check the terms of your tenancy agreement. It's been known for some of them to include a clause preventing the tenant from changing energy supplier without the landlord's permission, because they see it as a potential hassle to change back again afterwards. Now, the main electricity provider here is called Electrabel. Others include Luminous, Lampiris, ENI, and the green provider EcoPower. Price comparison sites such as mefournisseur.be can help you work out the best one if you have an idea of how much your household will consume. It can also be worth asking suppliers if they can tailor a package to suit you. If you're moving into a property that's already linked to a power supply, it's recommended that you contact the energy company at least a week in advance to arrange for the contract to be switched over to your name on a set date. A meter reading should be arranged before you move in. This transfer is important as you can easily find yourself cut off if the admin isn't done properly. Now, shopping around is just as important for your phone, telly and internet. The big operators offer bundled packages combining all three. Some even include a mobile phone subscription as well. The main suppliers are Proximus, formerly known as Belgacom, Numericable, Telenet and VOO, although that last one is only available in Wallonia and a small part of Brussels. Internet alone will probably set you back about €25. An all-in package will be at least double that. Many of the providers have English language TV channels, including BBC One. It's not uncommon to have to wait anywhere up to a fortnight to get a new phone line installed. There's generally a one-time activation fee, and most operators offer telephone support in English if you need it. Contracts can be terminated after 6 months. Finally, a quick word about mobile phones. The main operators here include Proximus, Mobistar and Base. There's also a low-cost operator called Mobile Vikings, which is getting some very good reviews. So you've got your internet and your mobile. You can now listen to Radio X. Next week, we'll be looking at opening a bank account to pay for it all.
The Essentials. Essentials. Your guide to living in Belgium with BEPS International School. BEPS International School. Developing confident and independent learners for ages 2.5 to 12. More at BEPS.com.